take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 through 17. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh no, my lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elijah prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and he saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire surrounding Elijah. We serve a powerful God. Can you see it? Are you like Elijah, who can see the glory of God all around despite your circumstances? Or more like the prophet's servant, who was full of worry and anxiety and unable to see past the physical? Are you like Elijah, who prays for God to open his friend's eyes to see the truth? That the Lord's army of horses and chariots of fire are all around you? Or the servant who feared death at every turn? I don't know about you, but if I am not a spiritual level of Elijah, I sure hope he's my friend to remind me, don't be afraid. Someone to pray to our Father for me. Open her eyes.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
Lord, give us a maturity and a growth as we seek to put down our old self and our old ways, and help us to look around beyond our physical crisis and see the truth in the heavenly realms, the spiritual battle that is all around us. And as Elijah stated to his servant, those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Lord, may we develop unwavering belief and trust in you, unshakable. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.